Reader's Guide. Creative Ideas for Using This Issue of the New Era. Personal Improvement. Read On a Slippery Slope on page 34. Have you fallen into some less than desirable habits? Make a New Year's resolution to do better. Don't forget to replace bad habits with good ones, like reading scriptures or singing hymns. Resolve to improve your relationships with your brothers and sisters. Read Friends Forever on page 8 for inspiration. Make a plan to invite each brother or sister to do something special just with you, so the two of you can get to know each other better. The activities you choose may even be the start of some new family traditions, or at least some great family memories. Do you find yourself feeling burdened with the problems of the world or the simple frustrations you face every day? Read Questions and Answers on page 24, then write a list of 10 things you can be happy or hopeful about. Missionary Work. For the Strength of Youth, Outlining Church Standards has been updated and revised. Prayerfully consider giving a copy of the pamphlet to a friend. Ask him or her to join you where you can talk, perhaps over lunch at school or at a local fast food restaurant for a treat. Familiarize yourself with the pamphlet ahead of time so you can answer your friend's questions. Family Home Evening. Help your parents and family members get involved in the Aaronic Priesthood Duty to God or the Young Women Personal Progress with you. Ask that one family home evening be devoted to reviewing the books with your parents and brothers and sisters, and discuss how the changes will affect you. Decide together how your family can help you achieve some of the requirements. Leadership Tip. Since both the Aaronic Priesthood and Young Women are introducing exciting changes in the Duty to God and Personal Progress programs, see page 12. Have a brainstorming session on how your class or quorum can get better acquainted with the new programs. Compile lists of ideas to share with your class at your next mutual night. Seminary Devotional. Bring a jar, several rocks large enough to fill the jar, and sand. Show the class that if you pour the sand in first and then place the rocks on top, they will not fit. Reverse the order. If you put the rocks in first, then pour the sand in so it fills the little spaces between the rocks, it will all fit. Point out that if you put the important things, like family, church, and testimony, in place in your life first, then the smaller things will fit much better. End of the article, Reader's Guide.